What's up, guys? This is Mike Smith checking in. This is aka Flex Up Mike, aka the Black Clark Kent, aka Global Mike. Got a new one for you, aka Swole Mike. You're now listening to Flex Your Thoughts, where we focus on the four pillars of life: health, wealth, love, and happiness. Yes, yes, yes. It's good to be back on the podcast. This is episode number 16. And today's episode is actually titled Ego. What do you do with your ego? So, before we go into it, if you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter, that's both Flex Up Mike on Instagram and Twitter. You can follow us _ Flex Up. That's both on Instagram and Twitter. You can follow me. Please follfollow my business partner at Don_ Flex. That's on Instagram. Like, share, comment our fan page on Facebook. So that's just Flex Up LLC. So when you guys get a chance to go to the website, we have a couple of new items on the actual website now. We have some dry fits, we have some women's apparel, we have bands, and we have some dad hats. We'll be updating as we go along. We got some new things coming in store in the next few weeks that we'll like to share. But if you get a chance, scroll all the way down and sign up on a newsletter, and we'll keep you up to date with that. So thank you for the support for the company Flex Up. Thank you for supporting the podcast. 16 weeks. We are 16 weeks in, which is amazing. So there's a lot of growing and a lot of sharing and a lot of exploring to do. And I'm very excited with this journey, as I share with you guys often. And I've learned a lot, definitely about myself, definitely about my business partner, definitely about the business industry as a whole, health, what you need to do to do what you have to do to get to the next step, etc. So one day, you know, I'll share some of our pros and cons of what we've gone through so far, and I'll bring Neil back on, and we'll talk a little bit more about that and where we started and where we are today. So be on the lookout for that upcoming podcast in the next couple of weeks. But today I wanted to tackle ego today. Ego. As I've shared with you guys before, I was a collegiate athlete in college, high flyer, had, you know, some adequate speed, and that was when I was 18. Now I'm 33, and I had to come to a couple of realizations today. With my knees actually hurting like they normally have, like they haven't before, it's getting very hard to be as agile and as nimble as I have before. Today I was playing basketball and I actually did it pretty decent. I probably shot maybe six shots today, and I probably made about four of them. I played really well, both defense. Very well on offense. We didn't win, but nonetheless, everybody actually played really well on the team. However, my knees were just, they weren't giving me anything. I wasn't really able to hop like I wanted to. I wasn't as quick as I normally am. And it was really affecting me when I was walking off the court and when I was actually leaving. And I didn't share that with my partner Neil, but I did really feel some type of way. And it's like, man, like, you can hop, you can do this, you can do that. And I remember a few weeks back in the episode, in the podcast, I was saying that I want to try to get a PR in the vertical jump by my birthday. And it's still about four or five months away. But one thing that has to change is the pain in my knees. If the pain in my knees don't improve, then I won't be able to jump and I won't be able to move as fast as I am used to. And it was really affecting my ego today. It was, part of me was like, you know, what's going on? Well, part of me just like, you know, who is this guy? This is a brand new person. Yeah, this makes no sense that both your knees are hurting. I had some calf issues that I shared with you guys before, but that issue actually has gone away. So I'm actually thankful for that. Very thankful that my calves aren't hurting like they did when I first was starting to get very active again. But now we have the next issue, which are my knees. Now, I developed tendonitis at my right knee, but now it almost feels as if I'm starting to develop tendonitis in my left knee. So this is where I am now. I feel that I still want to go as hard as I can, but part of me wants to listen to my body, but the other part of me wants to listen to my head. And been doing a little bit of reading about that, you know, how the ego can either be on your side or not on your side. But I came across this post that I'd like to share with you guys. It's from Huffington Post. And the title of the post is How to Drop Your Ego with 5 Techniques. So I'd like to share a snippet of this article with you. Then from there, I'd like to give you a book recommendation. And then from there, we'll go into the book segment. So, 5 techniques to help alleviate or relieve your ego here. So, number one, practice forgiveness and letting go. The weak can never forgive forgiveness. The weak can never forgive. Forgiveness is the attribute of the strong. That's from Mahatma Gandhi. The most powerful tool to learn to let go of our egos is to make life easier to practice forgiveness. We have to learn to forgive the people who hurt us, and most importantly, we have to learn to forgive ourselves. Accept, let go, and keep moving forward. Forgiveness will open the windows to your soul and remove the negativity to allow room for new happiness. Number two. Practice honesty and being open. Too many people spend money they haven't earned to buy things they don't want, to impress people they don't like. Will Smith. The most important sentence I've ever heard, and I'm sure you have heard it too, the truth will set you free. Suppressing our emotions can develop depression and anxiety. Always seek truth. Honesty provides us unconditional freedom to be connected with ourselves instead of trying to be something that we're not. Learn to say no to the things that don't add value in your life and open your arms and run towards the things that do. Number three, surrender your need for control. We are not our egos. We are not our jobs. We are not our material possessions, and we are not our achievements. Once you let your ego control your life, you will never be happy or relaxed, because as soon as you lose one of those things that you identify with, the rest will fall like dominoes and you will lose your happiness. Break the fears and trust life. Don't be scared to love. Take risks. Be curious. Explore. Do what makes you happy. Try to do every day something that scares you, and you'll start to feel happiness in the small things. Number four. Enjoy silent moments with yourself. Create an everyday routine to remind yourself why it's beautiful to be you, to know that you are enough. Every day, perform a selfless act of love and enjoy giving without the expectation to receive. Take 5 minutes every day to be with yourself in silence, because sometimes in silence, you can find the answer that the voices never can. Last but not least, and number five is practice gratitude. It's not happy people who are thankful. It's thankful people who are happy. I know. Take 5 minutes every day to think about all the people, experience, lessons, and mistakes you are thankful for. Grateful people move more love and compassion and feel more alive than those who don't. Appreciate everything and everyone. You'll discover true beauty in your life. So, with reading that, one thing I can be grateful for is that my calves are actually healed and actually feel pretty good. I could be thankful that I've played some of the best basketball I've played as of late. I could be thankful that I have the ability to play against some peers that I have. I could be thankful for today. You know, so some of these things that I mentioned can really suppress the ego and keep me humble and keep me hungry. So, with these things that I've shared with you, hopefully these are some things that you can practice to help with your ego and to understand that, look, everything's going to be okay. You got to keep moving forward. Like for me, my knees aren't always going to be hurting. One day, my leg's going to be 100% again, and I'll be able to move like I wanted to move before, and maybe even better. So, practice gratefulness. Practice gratitude. Stay humble. Stay hungry. And there is a book that I wanted to share with you guys that I believe that will also help you as well. It's called Ego is the Enemy by Ryan Holiday. Now, I'm not going to give you full details about the book. I think you guys should read it if you have an Audible or just get Amazon, you can purchase it. But basically, it tackles what ego is, how you can suppress it, how it can destroy you, and overall, how it can become, instead of being somebody that's something that's against you, it can be an ally. So, check out Ego is the Enemy by Ron Holiday. And this is another short but sweet podcast. So, let's go ahead and move on to the book segment. Okay, guys, if you have been listening to the podcast, you know that we've been reading from Food, Your Miracle Medicine, How Food Can Prevent and Cure Over 100 Symptoms and Problems Based on More Than 10,000 Scientific Studies by Jane Carper. We're pretty much halfway through the book now, and today is going to be another short but sweet snippet. We're coming from page 203. Now, we're talking about cancer. So, foods that may help prevent cancer. Vegetables, notably garlic, cabbage, soybeans, onions, carrots, tomatoes, all green and yellow vegetables, fruits, especially citrus, fatty fish, tea, and milk. Foods that may encourage cancer. Meat, high-fat foods, vegetable oils such as corn oil, excessive alcohol. Foods that may help thwart the spread of cancer. Seafood, garlic, cruciferous vegetables such as cabbage, broccoli, and collard greens. So that's pretty much it for your segment today. I hope you can adhere to the reading today and add these fruits and vegetables to your diet so we can help prevent or even slow down the process of cancer. So thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to Flex Your Thoughts. I'm your host, Mike Smith, a.k.a. Flexor Mike, a.k.a. Black Car Ken, a.k.a. Global Mike, a.k.a. Swole Mike. You're listening to the Flex Up Thoughts, where we focus on health, wealth, love, and happiness. Today, we did a quick snippet about ego and how we can conquer the ego. And I really hope you guys enjoyed that. And if you get a moment, please listen to all the other podcasts. It's actually 15 episodes. This is episode number 16. So if you get a chance to listen all 15, that'd be great. I think you'll get something from each one. So we get a chance, please follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and FlexUp. Instagram and Twitter is underscore FLXUP. Facebook is FlexUp LLC. Twitter is underscore FlexUp. My Abby is FlexUp Mike. That's both from Instagram and Twitter. And my business partner is Don underscore Flex on Instagram. Be on the lookout for updates, as we'll give you updates through the podcast and through our social media outlets, and as well as a newsletter. Thank you again for listening. This is Mike Smith. You guys take care.